Hey, the other thing is, you're not going to let me down on Beryl, are you?
No. No. Who's Beryl? The girl from Busselton?
Yeah.
No, of course I'm not.
No, that's just so...
Although I've got Peter Clough on my tail now. He wants another person appointed.
Yeah, well, mate... Oh, Peter Clough, he was the bloke sitting next to me when I organised your campaign.
Yeah.
Is that the Clough?
That's the one.
Yeah, good, mate, yeah. What did he do exactly in your campaign?
Mate, I don't know. I haven't fucking rang him back. Don't worry. He rang me two days ago.
No, fuck. He was the bloke sitting in the other seat in 1976 when we went up to to Wickham.
That's right. Yeah. Mate, no, that'll be fine, bro.
That is just important to me.
Mm.
If I can't be seen... But, mate, she's a fucking good appointment.
No argument.
She's a local authority. She's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a wide circle of friends in Busselton. You need someone in Busselton.
What Cluffy's rang me is that the woman who's up for re-election is a woman, and she's in charge of the Chamber of Communists or something down there, and he's rang me on to her behalf to reappoint her, you see.
Yeah, well, fuck him, mate.
Mm.
You've been a minister 6 months.
Yeah.
This is the first person I've ever recommended to you for appointment anywhere.
Yeah. No, mate, it's a done deal. Don't even worry about it.
I know that. I just feel fucking self-conscious about it. I mean, you know, it's just terrible.
Well, if you hadn't brought it to my attention...
Yeah, I know.
..she would have slipped by, you know?
Mate, it is just, believe me... It is just so important on about 15 different fronts.
Yeah.
And she'd be so committed to you. And the other thing is, mate, she hates Buswell. Hates him.
Because
Buswell beat her in the election, remember?
Yeah.
Hates him.